Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sister Lillian here. Sister Jacob, I think you said five.
Yes. I understand. I believe. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord for being here and thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy that's been extended to us. Thank the Lord for all the saints who are here today and those who may be still on their way. Thank God for how he blessed even on yesterday, being here in the house of the Lord, the business meeting for the church, and brothers and sisters in the Lord praying for one another. And just thank God. Thank God for all that he has done. And it's good to see the children out today and thanking God for them likewise, because God has been so good to us. And we know we have our dear sister Carol. I don't know if she's online or not, but
she said she would.
Melita's going to call her. Yes.
Said yesterday she would call in.
Okay. We thank God for that. We know that we're praying and holding our dear sister up in prayer. She needs our prayers, our earnest prayers for her. And it was good to hear her strong voice even on Wednesday, how good God has been to her and what he's doing on her behalf. And so let's continue to remember her in prayer. Likewise, remember Sister Webb and her family. Haven't heard from her yet, but we still can pray and remember them much in prayer. And those who may be still on their way, just want to give God the glory for all that he has done and all that he's doing and going to do on our behalf. You know, we have some saints that are going to be traveling later on this month. They need our prayers likewise. And saints that have already got traveling plans for May, they need our prayers too. And so we've got a lot to be praying for, amen? So let us look to the Lord, begin our service. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we once again truly want to thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us this day. Thank you for allowing us to rise up this morning, clothed in our right mind, and giving us the activity and use of our limbs. Thank you for your hand of mercy and blessings that was bestowed upon us, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank you, dear Father, for your spirit, dear Heavenly Father, we found in our presence this morning while we were here, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our Sunday school lesson, and thank you for our teachers and our superintendent, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings be upon them. Thank you for each student that was out today, Lord God, to hear the word of God and ask that you would continue to bless. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon our children, Lord God. We know they're getting older in age. They're teenagers, dear Father, 16 and 15, 16 and 17 years old, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that their parents are still sending them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you that they're still hearing the word of God. And we ask, oh Lord, that you would prick their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, not to turn a sour ear to your word, dear Father, because they're getting closer to an age, dear Heavenly Father, where they can make their own decisions, Lord God. And many, Lord God, oftentimes think when they reach 18, Lord God, that they have arrived, Lord God, but there's a lot more learning, dear Father, that they have, because this world has a lot of things, dear Heavenly Father, that they don't want to get involved in. And so we pray for our young people, Lord God, as they're growing older, dear Father. Not only are we seeing physically, Lord God, they're getting taller and taller. It seems like every week, but Lord God, they're getting older, dear Heavenly Father. And so we're just asking a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, remember the requests that were made this morning from our young people, Lord God. They've got some serious requests on their hearts, dear Heavenly Father, and they're needing us, Lord God. And so we pray in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would honor the request that was made from Haley, Lord God, this morning for her in London, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon them, dear Father. Likewise, we pray in the precious name of Jesus that you remember all the saints who have gathered here in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you for their presence. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence that's already been felt being amongst us, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless and be with each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God. We look out and see Sister Cuba and thank you for her being here and ask your continued blessings upon her. Likewise, we pray for Sister Smith, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for what you've done for her and what thou art doing and going to do, Lord God. And if you allow her to see later on this year, Lord God, she'll have a birthday on the 22nd, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Regina, Lord God. Thank you for her being out this morning, and ask the Lord that you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Remember her daughter who's got an upcoming surgery, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless there likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Sister Holmes being on the phone, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for this sister, dear Heavenly Father, who's so faithful, Lord God, to your call, dear Lord, and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God, in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God, and pray, Lord God, your continued blessings upon her and her family, Lord God. Thank you, dear Father, how she reaches out to us, Lord God, and how she calls us, dear Father. I thank you, Lord God, this past week, how she called me, dear Heavenly Father. I missed the call, Lord God, but Lord God, I was able to listen to the voicemail, dear Father, and I thank you, Lord God, for our dear sister. Likewise, Sister Lillian, dear Father, we thank you for her, dear Father, and what you're doing for her, dear Lord. Ask your continued blessings, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for getting her the home health care aid, dear Father, to come in, dear Father, and to help out, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless there likewise, dear Father. We know that Sister Lillian's going to give you the praise and the glory due unto your name, Lord God, for all that you're doing for this dear sister, and ask, Lord God, that you would bless her, Lord God, looking to see her this year, dear Heavenly Father, if it be your will, and pray, Lord God, your continued blessings upon her. We pray, Lord God, that you remember the Webb family, Lord God. Haven't heard from them yet, dear Lord, but Father God, we're lifting up Sister Webb and her family in a special way. We know, Lord God, they've been going through, dear Heavenly Father. They've had a bout of sickness, Lord God, that came over the entire household, Lord God, and so, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that you bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that she is strong in her faith, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that she's still standing, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she has vowed, dear Heavenly Father, live or die, she's yours, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear Father, a special prayer upon our dear sister and ask that you would remember her family alike, dear Father. Remember her companion. Remember her daughters. Remember her grands, dear Father. Remember her brother and her sister, Lord God. Just remember them, Lord God, in a special way this morning, Father God in heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol and what you're doing for her, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister, dear Father. We thank you for her and thank you for her testimony, Lord God, even on Wednesday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and her song, dear Father, that she was singing to you, she cannot tell it all. And Father God, there's so much that all of us, we cannot tell it all, dear Father, of what you have done for us. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless our dear sister as she goes through, dear Father, this medical time, Lord God, than what she's going through, Lord God, and ask that you would bring her through, Lord God, that she may be able, Lord God, to witness to others, and Lord God, and others may be able to see through her testimony and her witness that, Lord God, you are good, dear Father, and you can do all things but fail. Father, we pray for likewise Sister Ruth, dear Father, and understand, yes, Lord God, she's in, dear Father, a little sick, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we know you're able to touch and heal her likewise, dear Father. Be with her, Lord God. Keep her, Lord, strong in her faith, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to hold on to you, dear Heavenly Father, no matter what the trials of life might be, dear Father. No matter what the enemy might put in her way, Lord God, help her, dear Father, to hold fast, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. Likewise, we pray for Sister Sandy, Lord God, and her family, Lord God. We pray for Matthew and Monty, dear Father, and we pray for their children and grandchildren. Ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless and speak to their hearts, dear Father. It was good even on the other day, Lord God. I was able to speak to their uncle, Brother Leonard, dear Father. He happened to call me. He said he wasn't going to say it was by mistake, but he ended up dialing my number, and we ended up having a good little conversation, and we thank you, Lord God, for that, and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God, as he goes out and spreads the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over him, Lord God. He's out there in the vineyard, dear Father, and so we just pray, Lord God, your blessing upon Brother Leonard in a special way. Likewise, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Father, in Zanesville, our brothers and sisters in the Lord in Xenia, our brothers and sisters in the Lord right here in Columbus, Ohio, all over, Lord God, we ask a special prayer and blessing be upon them, dear Father. Remember those in the mission fields, Lord God, and third world countries, dear Father, we pray. Pray, dear Father, that you would be with them likewise, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, dear Father, they're in some rough terrains, dear Heavenly Father, in some rough areas, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God, we know you're working it out, dear Lord, to your glory and to your honor. And so we just ask the blessings upon them. Remember our officer, Lord God, on the parking lot and ask a special prayer upon him, dear Father. Be with him, Lord God. Remember our servicemen, dear Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. We've been hearing lately, Lord God, many of them, Lord God, are dying, dear Father, going into eternity, young, dear dear Heavenly Father, in their 20s and 30s, Lord God, and mishaps that have happened, Lord God. But we pray, Lord God, for these souls, dear Father, and pray, Lord God, that you remember America, remember our country, remember our world, our president, our vice president, all of our leaders, Lord God. We can just see, dear Heavenly Father, how they need us, dear Father. They need the prayers, Lord God. They need you, dear Father. They need you, Lord God, to intervene, dear Heavenly Father. And so we pray for these souls, Lord God. Remember the family members of those that were lost, dear Heavenly Father, in that fiery plane crash, Lord God, in Naples, Florida, dear Father. We ask a special prayer upon those families, dear Father. Oh, what a tragic way to leave, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God in heaven, we pray that you would remember their families and remember the family members of those, Lord God, who got out, dear Father, those who may be still in the hospital. Remember them, dear Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Lord God in heaven, we pray a special prayer for Miss Betty. Lord God, we understand, Lord God, that she was in the hospital on a ventilator, Lord God, and so we're praying for her, dear Father, and ask a special prayer upon her, Lord God. And we know Miss Betty has been through a lot, dear Heavenly Father, but Father God in heaven, we're just praying for her soul, Lord God, that you give her an added time, dear Heavenly Father, to make her peace call in an election sure with thee. Father, we ask that you remember her daughters and her son, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we just thank you this day for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Blake and her knowledge, dear Father, and her salvation, Lord God, and all that she does here in the house of the Lord. We thank you for this dear sister and ask a continued blessing upon her, dear Father. Remember in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her shoulder, her arm, dear Father. Remember her, dear Father, even, dear Heavenly Father, as she goes about, dear Father, and all the work that she does, Lord God, for the food pantry, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you bless our dear sister, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Give her the rest that she needs, dear Heavenly Father, knowing there's sometimes you have to just steal away, dear Heavenly Father, and to get that rest, Lord God. And we ask, dear Lord, that you would bless her, Lord God. Likewise, Sister Melissa, thank you for her and all that you've done for her, how you watch over, Lord God, when she comes over here in the morning hours, Lord God, to pick up the bus. We pray, Lord God, that you watch over our dear sister and keep her safe. Dear Heavenly Father, bless her, dear Father, in every way she stands in need of. Dear Father, be your guide, be your direction, be your strength, dear Heavenly Father. Such a beautiful sister in the Lord, such a beautiful spirit, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, Sister Molson will give you the praise and the glory and the honor to your name. Father God in heaven, just remember all those that are on our prayer list, dear Father. We have many, dear Father, extensive lists of sick and shut in, family members, friends, loved ones, associates, co-workers, Lord God, ex-co-workers. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless in body, spirit, mind, and soul, especially, Lord God, speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, mankind needs to be saved. We can see, Lord God, the signs of the times. We can see that our salvation is even at the door, nearer than what we think, Lord God. And so we pray in the name of Jesus that you remember souls this day, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're looking for you to send out souls to hear the word of God. Send out souls again, dear Heavenly Father. We know that Ruthie and Sharon were with us last Lord's Day. We were looking, Lord God, to see, hopefully they would come back, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we're not going to give up, Lord God, because we know you're able to do all things but fail. Likewise, we ask that you remember the Knowles family, Lord God, as they mourn the loss, dear Father, of their dad, their father, grandfather, and husband, Lord God, and great-grandfather, and uncle, Lord God, and cousin, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember them in a mighty way, Lord God, as they lay to rest him on Tuesday, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer and blessing upon the family, dear Father. We know, Lord God, time is winding up for each and every one of us, Lord God. We don't know, dear Father, when our time is going to be, but help us to be ready to go. Help us to make this our peace calling and election sure with thee. Help us, Lord, to settle it, live or die. I am the Lord. Yes. Father, we just thank you this day. What a beautiful day you've given us. Remember Brother Maurice and Sister Laurencine downstairs with the children. Bless them, dear Father. Be with them, Lord God. And Lord, as they minister to the children through the downstairs, Lord God, as they feed them in between services, we just thank you for that and ask your blessings upon them. Likewise, your blessings upon Sister Melita, Lord God, and Brother PJ, Lord God, in the media room. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless there. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God, as they reach out to bring souls into the service, dear dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would also remember our superintendent. Thank you for him and ask your blessings upon him and his family, Lord God. We just thank you for all that you have done for this congregation. Thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have given unto us, dear Heavenly Father. And we'll be so careful this day to give your name the praise, all the glory, all the honor that's due unto thee, Lord God. And I ask that you remember me, Lord God, as I stand before your people this morning, dear Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would have thine own way, Lord God. I know what you've given me to preach. And so, Lord God, I pray, dear Father, that you would do the preaching, Lord God, and that you would use these words to your glory and to your honor, dear Father. Help us to be all that you've called us out to be. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in these last days, to settle it, Lord God, to settle it with our heart, mind, or soul, Lord God, that we're going to live for you, Lord God, that we're going to live the way you have asked us to live, dear Father, faithful unto death. You said you'll give us a crown of life. And so, Lord, let us be faithful in our salvation. Let us walk uprightly, dear Heavenly Father. Do those things that are pleasing in your sight so that others may see, dear Father, you and see our lives and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Lord, be in the light of this world, dear Heavenly Father, because all around us is darkness, dear Father. All around us in these streets, Lord God, of Columbus, Ohio, and all streets all over California, wherever it might be, Wisconsin, Lord God, and Atlanta, Georgia, Alabama, wherever, dear Father, the streets, Lord God, are nothing but darkness, dear Father. But in Jesus Christ, we have light. And so we thank you for that light of day and ask us to walk in that light. So have thine own way in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. Be with us in the services, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise and the glory and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship of the Lord to page 82? 82 in the worship of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 82. We'll praise the Lord for sins forgiven, praise him evermore, till earth has passed away forever, Christ we will adore. We'll tell the story and give the glory.
God glory, for he has saved us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That puts me in the Mila song. No matter what, I'm going to keep on praising the Lord. Amen. When like a scroll, the sky has vanished, because the word says that that's going to be the case in the last day. It's going to be like when a scroll is rolled up, when the end of time has come, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. This old world is going to be destroyed, but we have to have praise on our lips now for the Lord and then for the Lord and for everything in between, no matter what we're going through, because truly God is worthy of our praise. So we give him glory this morning. Thank him for all that he has done for us and allowing us to be here this day. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her. Thank God for allowing her to see another year of life, to celebrate a birthday. Yeah. And we pray that God will just continue to bless her in just that way, to truly to keep, to be the watchman on the wall, to watch over this congregation and feed us with the word of God. And so we thank God for that. Yeah. We're glad to be here, glad to be together once again. Our responsive reading is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. It is noted in our bulletin. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. And we will read responsibly. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid.
What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh.
But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Together, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Amen. Nothing that we have is ours. Our body and our spirit, which are God's. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. And we have to glorify God in all things. That's in our actions, in our conversation, in our thoughts, everything. In everything, we have to be surrendered to God and bring glory to his name. And so just thank God for his precious word this morning for the good of our souls. At this time, we thank God for the opening prayer that Pastor Jenkins prayed. We realize that the Lord allows us to bring our petitions and our requests, our burdens, and our needs to him, and asking for special consideration. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer this day by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Regina.
Amen.
Sister Regina says to keep her in our prayers. And also pray for her sister, Sister Carol, her brother, Frank, her daughter, Deborah, all of her grandchildren, her whole family. And then she said again, and keep, she said, keep me in your prayers. And then she said it one more time, just keep me in your prayers. We know that God, who hears from on high, is able to bless for everything. And he's able to bless every time. Amen. Thank you, Sister Regina.
Amen.
And as she said, remember Sister Carol, she has an appointment tomorrow for a scan. So remember her much in prayer.
Amen.
And just remember Sister Regina's request, her special request for her sister, Sister Carol. Amen. Other requests. Sister Kiba.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister Kiba is thankful to the Lord for letting her see another year, for blessing her to see another birthday. Because we understand that birthdays, we don't take these things for granted. We don't take a single day for granted. And so Sister Kiba is thanking the Lord for blessing her to see another birthday and praying that the Lord will continue to be with her, bless her. She's thankful for the Church of God, thankful to be in the Church of God. And let's continue to remember her children, her daughter, and her son, much in prayer. And we continue to pray for them and continue to pray for their souls likewise. We know God can save. God saved us. He can save whomsoever he will. And so we continue to remember Sister Kiba in prayer. We thank God for her and him blessing her to see another birthday, and then remember her children much in prayer.
Just thankful, Sister Blake, and just Dana, remember Lawrence, much in prayer.
Amen.
Our neighbor.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Sister Millicent, thank God for Sister Millicent, and continue to remember her and remember her neighbor, Lawrence, much in prayer.
And I thank you, too. He just reminded me. He answered a prayer of mine, and I just want to say thank you.
Amen. Amen. Bless God.
We have this this prayer song. He gave me this song. I was crying and trying to sing it the other day, and I was just thanking him. So he's been good to me.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith is giving God glory and thanks and praise for blessing her, keeping her, and we thank God for what he has done for Sister Smith all along the way, time and time again. We thank God for blessing and providing for her and keeping her, and remember her, she said, remember the children of the world today, each and every one. We see how the world is just trying to destroy them. Sister Smith always makes a request for the children of the world today. And then also remember her unsaved loved ones, one by one and name by name. Amen. Amen. Sister India.
She was 6 years old.
My,
and
my.
She, her relative, the tank shot him up right when she was on her phone with her mother. But I want to remember her because as soon as that happened, she said, grab the Quran, you know, they, you know, she started praying to God. So I just want to remember her and like this to remember the kids because they're hurting them rapidly. And thank God that we had this here. And even though we're still going to afflictions, never forget to keep that eye on the
bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. So Sister India's request is for the mother in one of the war-torn countries, and she said she was on the phone with her six-year-old daughter, and the tank came and blew up the house, like everyone that was in it, and so her daughter was killed. So let's ask God to comfort, you know, that mother, you know, and there are other families in that same area that have lost children. They've lost loved ones. And you know, the Bible tells us there will be wars and rumors of wars in the last days. And we see it happening. People are dying daily, and they're dropping bombs on and tanks and are killing people. And they need Jesus. That's the only thing that will take war out of a heart. And so let's pray for comfort for those who have lost loved ones and children. And we understand that it takes God to change their hearts, to take that hatred and that warlike spirit out of their hearts. And so we're praying for their souls as well. Man, it's Shakiba.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Sister Kiba's request. Just remember this country, because she said it's a rather disturbing and divided electorate, this election that's coming up. You know, the election day is not until November, and they're getting started already. And so we'll pray one for another, because we know that, you know, God's word talks about how things would be, and then it also says, and this is the beginning of sorrows. So we don't know what it's liable to end up being. So as Sister Kiba says, let's pray. We'll pray one for another. We're praying for our country, but we understand that God's word says, a nation that forgets God shall perish. And that's what is happening. This nation has turned so far away from God as a country, and they're passing laws that go against the word of God and saying there are things that are wrong in the sight of God, and they're saying, no, it's all right. And we see what's happening all around us. So as Sister Kiba said, let us pray. We're to pray for those in government, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life, because it seems like there are those who don't want to let us live a quiet and peaceable life, just day to day. And so let us remember to pray for those who are in government, amen, those who have those positions, that they not, seems like they try to sow seeds of chaos many times rather than peace. And we'll remember, thank you, Sister Kiba, for that request. And that, ask the Lord to teach us, tell us how we must vote, what we must do. Because we want God to guide us in all things, mm-hmm, to guide our path. Amen.
Sister Blake, thank you, Lord, for his blessings. Thank him for all that he's done. Remember our family member on our side, one side of our family, the adult side, we had a death in the family.
Mm-hmm.
Services are Tuesday. Likewise, remember my neighbor's children, because they're over there cleaning out her house now, and we still remember them much in prayer.
Yeah.
And remember Sister Webb, she did reach out to me, and she said that her family's on listening,
and remember them, their healing, and her husband still has a cough, so remember him.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. And remember our pastor as she will stand before us to preach the word of God. Amen. All general requests. Sister Millicent has requested. Sister Isabel Scott, which is Minister Alan Scott's mother down in Lebanon, and his dad. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. We'll ask Brother Levester Jackson if you would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's one that has a need, know that the Lord is, we can run to him. We can come to an altar, just like we studied about the cities of refuge in our Sunday school lesson. The Lord is our refuge and strength. And he is a help in times of trouble. So if there's one who has a special need, you can come and bow at an altar of prayer. But we'll look to the Lord after the hymn of meditation. Brother Jackson will come before us to offer prayer.
Amen. Should have found a song in your hymn, in your bulletin. Hasten and tell him. Hasten and tell him. If you don't have it, you'll have to see Brother Jackson if it's not in there. He has them at the front door. We have them at the front door. Amen. Hasten and tell. Hasten and tell.
Bless the Lord.
Hasten and tell. Excuse me. I started off wrong. Pardon me. Ask and it shall be given you, brother. He is the Lord who careth for all. Come with your heart all broken and bleeding. Come, he will hear. Hasten and tell him, why do you tarry? Open your heart, Lord, Jesus is near. Bring him the burden you cannot carry. Tell him with courage. So tender, loving and kind, waiting to comfort, bless and deliver. Now hasten and tell him, peace you will find. Hasten and tell what tongue cannot utter, groaning and sighing, loaded with care, bruised and weak with doubting you falter, tell him he weighs your burden to hasten and tell him every affliction. Tell him each pain and sorrow of heart. Here is the word, all power is given. Hey.
He's loving and kind,
waiting to come,
bless and deliver. Hasten and tell him he you will find.
Praise God.
Yes.
You, Lord.
Praise God.
Waiting to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Yes.
Let us bow our heads. Father, we truly thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us, that we can come before you, dear Heavenly Father, our petitions and supplications and all our needs unto thee, dear Heavenly Father. Truly a wonderful thing to be able to do that, dear Heavenly Father. So I want to bring all these prayer requests and unto you, and praying for those on the phone ministry too, and bow your head and speak to the Lord, because this is for you too, and all our brothers and sisters across the waters, dear Heavenly Father, and different kinders and tongues, dear Heavenly Father. You have many. Remember the missions fields, dear Heavenly Father, especially in this world of wars and things that we're in, sister. Spoke that in her prayer request to Heavenly Father. We remember those. They are truly hurting loved ones, and death is all around each and every one in this world, each and every day. Just that we are living here or on a phone ministry, people are dying right this moment, this minute. And Lord, we want to thank you for your plan of salvation and those who have not spoken a prayer request, this is the time when the Spirit is dealing with your heart, and this is the time to pour it out to the Lord, and he would answer your prayers. I want to mention and pray for each and every one on the prayer list.
Amen.
We have many here, dear Heavenly Father, that are sick and going through some things of older age, or those who have special disabilities that need 24/7 care, and the elders and seniors, and we want to pray for all, and the homeless and the poor, the widows, the widowers, and those, the widows indeed. Thank you, Lord, for allowing this house to have those, dear Heavenly Father, and that we can pray for them and take care of them, dear Heavenly Father. Just by a phone call, or just let them know that we are thinking about you and praying for you each and every day, laying down our bread and water. And thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon all. We sung a song in our Sunday school class, count your many blessings. You'll forget about counting, because you start tearing up and just reflecting on God, what he has done for you each and every day, just to be in the land of the living, just to wake up this morning, to have a roof over your head. You can count because of that, dear Heavenly Father. We just truly thank you. Thank you for this wonderful salvation, dear Heavenly Father. And I want to just remember Sister Beverly Carroll in a special way, and don't know if she's on the phone or not, but she is truly missed with the voice, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you remember her and her procedures that she's getting ready to go through, and the request from her sister Regina, along with her brother Frank, and remember Regina, dear Heavenly Father, and praying for her too, dear Heavenly Father, that she's faithful to be pitted in the prayer request form. Remember her daughter Deborah, who's going to have surgery coming up. Remember her dwelling place that she stays in. And remember Regina, that she be strengthened, dear Heavenly Father, through the word and through your spirit, dear Heavenly Father. Keep coming to the services. And as she lives by herself, and Lord, she needs us. We all need you each and every day. And just thank you, Lord, for the issues of life that you take us through. We ask that you remember the prayer request of Sister Minister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, her loved ones, and prayer requests for the bereavement of, I think this, she says, a funeral or something that's coming up this coming Tuesday, or mm-hmm. or remember her request to Heavenly Father in a special way, and remember her walk with thee and the things that you give her to do, dear Heavenly Father, and in the ministry and caring and her faithfulness, dear Heavenly Father, and the word that you give to her. Give her the strength each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, to continue on this journey. She's not by herself. She's being lifted up by prayer, by your obeying your spirit, dear Heavenly Father, and remember her in her walk with you. Remember her companion, Brother Tony, dear Heavenly Father, in her special way. I think he's here now. I've seen his daughter and their grandkids come in, the Belton family, dear Heavenly Father, remember them. And they didn't give a request, but they always need prayer. And they were coming in at their prayer request. Remember Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, and the job that she was looking for at, dear Heavenly Father, remember her. Remember Brother DeAndre. Remember Liam and Tatum, dear Heavenly Father, and Cora, and remember their family members and their walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you remember Sister Vivian Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, and remember her family members that take care of her. Remember her new neighbors, dear Heavenly Father, that she would be blessed, dear Heavenly Father, by them both a two-way street, led by your spirit, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember all of our neighbors, and thank you for the quietness around my neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father, and thank you for allowing me to have my body rest and to rise up, dear Heavenly Father, and glorifying you for everything that you do. Thank you for allowing me to have my son William there by my side, dear Heavenly Father, that I can witness unto him, dear Heavenly Father, and by example, by this walking, dear Heavenly Father, and doing the things that's right in front of him. And I ask that you remember Sister Millicent's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. She, about Miss Betty, and remember her, and on the ventilator machine, dear God. And Lord, I ask that your spirit continue to speak with her heart, dear Heavenly Father. She make it right with thee, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Sister Millicent, dear Heavenly Father, her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and her going and coming, your blessings are asked upon it, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith and her prayer request for the children. Remember Sister Marietta, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way. She continues to walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and do what's right. About her grandchildren, her sister, dear Heavenly Father, and remember her going and coming, and remember those, dear Heavenly Father. She takes care of those who can't take care of themselves. Ask that you remember them in a special way. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Reggie and myself and my son William, that we'll be leaving here in a few days, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you bring us back safely. I'm already claiming, dear Heavenly Father, to go in the body rest and the coming back safely, to go in and coming, to unruly passengers, if they should have any, that the pilots would fly safely, and it's all in your hands, my Lord, my God, and we're going to trust that you will take us to and bring us back in our homes, dear Heavenly Father, as they will be all right when we get back, and the visitation that we can show love and speak to someone's heart about this wonderful salvation, dear Heavenly Father, wherever we go. Thank you, Lord, for that day and this week, and praying for the services here. It's going to be missed not being here. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you for everything that you do for me and what you're going to do. I ask you for Sister Kiba's prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. She, about the elections coming up, dear Heavenly Father, and everything is in your hands, dear God. And we just ask that your unconditional love that's show kindness to those, and I too, none of us know who to vote for, but Lord, you've already set the rules and regulations for man to follow, dear Heavenly Father. Just let your love, dear Heavenly Father, be in places where it should be, all over Your son Jesus paid that price to Heavenly Father. And help us to realize that we owe him. He's already paid for us, and we owe him, dear Heavenly Father. And I just thank you for everything that you've done and this wonderful salvation. I ask you, remember all those in the media room, dear Heavenly Father, and those are on the phone, and those, Brother Maurice, remember Sister Laurencine, I don't know if they made it back up here in time. Just pray for them, dear Heavenly Father, and the work that they do. Everyone around here, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the business meeting that we had yesterday and how things went smoothly. I want to thank you, Lord, for the prayers that we have been putting up for the house across the street that you have closed that down, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for the cars. I was coming in today, and they have been parked out there for a while, and the man working on it, he put my key in the door to come in the church. He told me, he says, sir, I want to thank you for and apologize for the cars being moving, and that they will be moved today. And I just want to thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for the police officer that drove our parking lot, dear Heavenly Father. And want to pray for all the homeless and the poor, dear Heavenly Father. Understand there may be some weather coming this way. I know the temperature is going to be down. And every time I hear that, I think about them and not having a roof over their head or a warm cup of cocoa or chocolate or a blanket to throw over them and or turn the furnace up a little bit to stay warm. I ask that you remember them, dear Heavenly Father, and remember all the pedestrians, both old and young and both far and near, dear Heavenly Father, because our brothership, indeed, dear Heavenly Father, goes a long ways. We don't know how fortunate that we are to be in this land. Not having war, the only war we have is ourselves and not obeying your word, dear Heavenly Father. But these other countries, even the wars, and they don't, oh Lord, remember this world. Thank you for your salvation, dear Heavenly Father. Hope that I have covered all the names, dear Heavenly Father, and prayer requests, and I ask that you remember this preaching of our special holy word, dear Heavenly Father. In Christ's name I pray. We love you, Lord.
Yes, we do.
We love you with all of our hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to walk right before you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the
Lord, brother. Beautiful prayer, amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord, brother. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm before you to offer prayer before we bring our tithes and offerings into God's storehouse. Truly, God has been good to us. As was mentioned on the budget meeting on last Saturday and then the annual business meeting yesterday, just God, the Lord's blessings are just abundant on us. We want to be faithful unto him. And God's word says that he loves a cheerful giver. And so we cheerfully bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And then we see what God does. And it's just marvelous. In our sight. You see, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. So we're going to offer prayer that the Lord would accept these offerings. This is the second Sunday of the month, and so the special offering for today is for the building fund, which we may place in the center plate as we file by, and our tithes and other offerings may go on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for the privilege of praying to you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, that you hear, Lord, and you know, dear Father. Lord, you provide for our needs, dear God, and so we give you glory, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have done, Lord, for us. Lord, we pray, dear God, as we bring in our tithes and offerings, that you would receive them, dear God, for we bring them, dear God, with thanksgiving and joy in our hearts, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you have provided, Lord, these means, dear Father, and Lord, you have instructed us what to do on the first day of the week. And so, Lord, we're coming on the first day of the week and bringing our tithes and offerings to thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, and that you would receive them, dear God. And as we have said, Lord, that you would multiply them, dear God, as only you can. We have seen your hand, dear God, Lord, when you have touched, Lord, and multiplied them, Lord, and made them go farther than we would ever even think, Lord, that they could. And so, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, and ask, Lord, that you would, again, touch these tithes and offerings. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear God, for how to be good stewards, Lord, of those things that you have provided. And, Lord, that you would direct, Lord, in their use, Lord, that the house of God and the family of God might be blessed and that souls, dear God, might be drawn to thee. Have your way, dear God, even, dear Lord, as we bring, Lord, these monetary offerings, Lord, but we also offer ourselves, Lord, our bodies, Lord, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto thee, Lord, because you've said in your word that is our reasonable service. And, Lord, you told us not to be conformed to this world, dear God, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you help us, Lord, not to be conformed to the things of this world, dear God, because we know, dear God, that the friendship of the world worketh death, dear God. But, Lord, we want to be friends of Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God, and help us, Lord, to offer ourselves, dear God, to thee, Lord. You said it's our reasonable service, Lord. And truly, Lord, we know you gave your son to die for us, dear God. And so, Lord, it's only reasonable, Lord, that we should give ourselves wholly unto thee, Lord, for you to use as you will. Bless and have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no fears of night, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. O Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh,
in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Praise God.
Amen. Truly, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Amen. Jesus truly is our rock, our salvation. We thank God for his goodness. He's a refuge for us in this wicked old world. We thank God for his son, our Savior. This time, shall we stand? We'll offer prayer. Thank God for Jesus. He's a rock. We know he's also the Word made flesh. So we're going to offer prayer as our pastor comes before us to bring the Word, to break the bread of life to us, to talk about our Lord Jesus. So we're going to ask the Lord to bless us that we may give attention to his Word, that we may receive that the Lord wants us to receive, and that he would anoint our pastor to preach his word in power of the Spirit. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for preparing our hearts, dear God, Lord, to receive your word. We thank you, dear God, for the prayers that have been prayed, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would hear, Lord, this prayer, dear God, on behalf of our pastor. Lord, we ask, dear God, your anointing be upon her, dear God, and give her utterance, dear God, from your spirit to preach your eternal word. Lord, we realize, dear God, that without your word, there's no salvation, Lord, because without your word, dear Father, we would not have heard about your redeeming power and your redemptive plan, Lord, for us. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, and anoint our pastor to preach your word. We pray, dear God, that you would anoint our hearts, dear God, to receive your word. Help us, dear God, Lord, to sit attentively, dear Father. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to resist the temptation, dear God, to be distracted, dear God, about this thing or that thing, Lord. Help us, Lord, to open our word, dear God, to open our Bibles, dear Lord, to give your word consideration, dear Father. Lord, help us, dear God, even to have a stillness in our minds and in our souls, Lord, that we might receive your word, because we know that the devil will try to bring activity and movement and various things to try to get our minds off of your word as it's being preached, dear God. So, Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would give us a stillness of heart and a stillness of mind and of spirit, dear God. Amen. Lord, that we may receive your word. Lord, we're asking for alertness and awakeness, dear God, in everyone from the youngest, Lord, up to the oldest, dear God. Lord, to receive your word, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, help us, dear God, Lord, even to settle ourselves, dear God, in our places, dear God, that we might not miss any part, dear God, of your word as it goes forth. Have your way, Lord, and we're praying, dear God, that souls would receive your word, Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are not settled and established, Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that they would receive your word, Lord, knowing that it's able to anchor them in thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are those, Lord, who hear your word, Lord, that are not yet saved. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would receive your word, dear God. Lord, receive it and believe it and then ask, what must I do to be saved? Have your way, Lord, in the furtherance of this service. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that souls, dear God, receive the blessing of your eternal word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. 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 Our pastor, Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Giving glory to God. Sister Blake, thank you for the beautiful prayer. Thank God we all have to ask God to help us in every way. Amen. Thank God for each and everyone being here under the sound of my voice. Say a special prayer. We haven't seen Mr. Dalton in a few weeks, and it's been on my heart, so we'll just remember him much in prayer. Also, Mr. Willis. Oh, there he is. Amen. Thank the Lord, brother. Amen. Thank the Lord. Sitting here just praying for him and asking God. We want to see those we don't see. We want to continue to pray for. Amen. Amen. I trust, like Brother Byron said, if you don't see me, don't wait. Mm-hmm. Call. Amen. You got to step out into the foyer and call. Hey, where are you, Sister Jenkins? Amen. Don't have to wait a couple days. No, just call me. Find out where I am. Amen. I don't want to be lost. I don't want to come this far by faith and then turn around at the end, not make it in. So I'm going on. Amen. For the Lord. Truly, we thank the Lord for the prayers, the beautiful prayer he blessed Brother Jackson with. Amen. Heartfelt prayer, brother. Amen. And feel it was from your heart. I know, brother, just by being with you on Tuesdays at prayer meeting, how serious our dear brother is in serving the Lord. And how he wants all of us to be serious about our walk with the Lord and serving the Lord. And I thank God for the beautiful prayer he gave you, Brother Jackson, and cherish in my heart those words. I trust you have your Bibles with you. We read in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, 15 through 20. I know we've been on this subject, United with Christ, for a few weeks, but that's all right because there's going to be some more. There's so much how we are to be united with Christ. There's so much in the Word of God, as I was hearing Sister Blake in the prayer and also in the exhortation, how God tells us in the Word of God how we have to be transformed and presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God and holy, which is acceptable unto God, our reasonable service. God wants us to make sure that when we say we are united with Jesus Christ, we're saying we're united unto the one Spirit. Unto the Lord, we are one spirit with Almighty God. And it's not a spirit of divisiveness, not a spirit that has sin and all these. No, we are united with our Savior. Our Savior lived a certain way. And we have to live that way too if we want to make it into the kingdom of God. That's our union with Christ Jesus. And as we read over in our scripture reading in 1 Corinthians, and I know our subject comes out of verse 17, but the Lord showed me something else while we were reading over this scripture. And he showed me there, and I'm going to go to verse 19, but we'll come back to our scripture subject in a moment. Lord bless us. I trust you have your Bibles and our young people. I want you to get them out and write down some of these scriptures. As Sister was saying, this word is for all of us. Sister India gave a request because young people are dying. Young people are being killed, and we know that these are the perilousness of the times in which we are living right now. And so we want our young people to hear the word of God and to understand that the word of God is for them too. Amen? Amen. Lord bless. But let us look at verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 6. But we'll go back and get our subject on verse 17 in a moment. He said, "There what?" He said, "Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" He said, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Then our subject is off of verse 17. "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." We said, as the Lord leads, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, united with Christ Jesus. The saints of God, when we look at these scriptures and we began to meditate over them, when he said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost?" I know we're living in a time where people will say, "Well, this is my body. I can do what I want with it." See, that's how the devil has people thinking about themselves, that this is your body and you can do. But when you're a child of God, you have the Spirit indwelling within you. And this body is the temple of Almighty God. We just don't throw on anything on the temple of God. Amen. We just don't do anything with the body. I know all of us were out there in sin. We were living a sinful lifestyle. We were living out there under the devil. We're not proud of what we did. There's some things that we've done to our body, some marks and some things we've put on our body that are not of God. Amen? And we regret. Some of us regret doing those things. And we may have, some may have tattoos, some may have piercings, some may have that. These are things that we regret that we did to our bodies, that we were out there. But now we are children of God. We are living for Almighty God. And we are joined unto the Lord. He said, we are one spirit. So those things that we used to do back then, and that we don't do those things anymore now. Amen? We have moved from those things. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, what do you mean? There's scripture in the Word of God. And this is something that we may have done them. But let us teach our children how they are to teach, to train on them, how they are to treat this body, this temple of God. Turn with me to Leviticus, the 19th chapter. The Lord was dealing with me up here when we were in the Sunday, I mean, the exhortation. Let us teach our children how to work with our bodies and use these temples to the glory and honor of God. Look at what he says there in Leviticus 19, verse 28. Remember what the Spirit of the Lord had me say, saints of God, some of us, we have some cuttings on our body. Some of us have some tattoos and some various things, but we can show our children not to go that way. Amen? He says there in verse 28, he said, ye shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead. We got people walking around with skulls on their body. People walking around with dead people on their body. He said, nor print any marks upon you. He said, I am the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, we got to remember that these bodies are the temple of God. We want to treat them in that way. And we want to show our children the right way to live for Almighty God. We may have made those mistakes, but they don't have to make the same mistakes that you and I have made. They can live for Almighty God. They can go through this life without having all the markings and the various things upon their bodies. So let us heed to the word of God. On last Lord's Day, we left off with speaking about our new spiritual nature that we now have, now that we are joined unto the Lord Christ Jesus, how we have been given the power through the work of the Holy Spirit of God to produce works of true holiness. And our true works of true holiness are there to please Almighty God. Saints of God, true holiness signifies our state of being set apart for God's use. How many of us want to be set apart for God's use? You see, holiness, the Bible holiness, it speaks about is not just something God commanded in the evening time. No, God told Israel to be holy back in Leviticus 11, verse 44. He also told them back in Leviticus 19, verse 2. You see, he was instructing them to be distinct. God wanted his people to be different from the other nations. Israel was God's chosen people at that time, and God had set them apart from all other groups. They were God's special people, and therefore they were given standards that God wanted them to live by so the world would know that they belonged to God. And saints of God, the same for you and I today. God wants the world to know that we are set apart for God's use. God wants the world to see a distinct difference in you and I. Jesus said these words in John, the 17th chapter. I trust you have your Bibles. Turn with me there for a moment. He says in verse 15 of that scripture reading, he said, I pray not that thou should have taken them out of the world, but that thou should have kept them from the evil. See, Jesus wanted us to be right here in this world, but he wanted us to be kept from the world, from all the evilness that is going on in our world. Then he went on to say these words. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. When we say that we are children of God, we are not of this world, meaning we don't follow the course of this world. We don't follow all the things that are going on in this world. Why? Because we are set apart for the use of Almighty God. Then he went on to say, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Just like God wanted his people back then to be governed by his laws, he wants you and I to be sanctified by the word of God. You see, God's word equals truth, and it is by that truth that God sanctifies us. It's by that truth that God sets us apart for his holy service for himself. And as believers, we accept God's word. In verse 6, We are told that we accept Jesus Christ as the Word of God. In verse 8, he also said the same thing. Let us look at that for a moment. In chapter 17 of that, he said in verse 6, he said, I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Well, we got to keep his word, amen. This is for all of us, amen. As Sister Blake said, this is from the pulpit all the way back. This is not just for me to stand up and preach and not keep the word. I've got to keep the word of God too, amen. Oh, in verse 9, he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Oh, this was a special prayer for us, saints of God. Oh, thank the Lord for he prayed for us, amen. You know, we oftentimes sing that song, Sister Kara taught us, somebody prayed for me. But think about it. Jesus prayed for you and I. He said, I prayed for them. I prayed not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine, and are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. God wants to be glorified in you and I. Amen? Praise our God. That's how we're united with Christ. Oh, this is not something mystical. This is not something magical. Amen? But it just means that we are living for Almighty God according to God's eternal word. Praise our God. God's word is able to sustain us, saints of God, right here in this present world. Why? Because Jesus said there in verse 14, he said, I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them. See, the world don't like us, amen? Our jobs don't like us, amen? They'll do everything they can to keep you, Sister India, from coming to work, to church, amen? But you got to press on, amen, in the Lord. He said, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Praise our God. Peter also, in 1 Peter, he repeats the Lord's words in verse 16, and he is talking specifically to the brethren. To you and I today, as believers, we are to be set apart for the use of God. Look at what Peter says there in 1 Peter, that first chapter. I know you know these scriptures well, saints of God, but this is what the Lord has given for us to share. We are living in some times right now where we've got to get closer to God. I heard Brother Byron at the close of our Sunday school lesson in the review. As Brother said, we're dwelling on the word of God. We're getting closer and closer and closer to God. And saints of God, I want to share with you. I want to say this to you. The closer we get to God, the more the enemy is going to come up after us. Why? Because the enemy wants to make us fall. The enemy wants us to be a liar to God's word. But we are standing on truth and righteousness. Don't allow the enemy to get you all mixed up in your mind and say, well, I don't have to stand this way because I look around and others aren't doing it. Oh, we don't follow what others are doing, but we follow what thus saith the Lord. Masses are going into hell right now. The Bible tells us in many scriptures throughout the word of God. He said that they subvert whole houses. They're teaching things they ought not to teach. What? For filthy lucre's sake. People are running after money. People are running after the material riches of this life, and they're not standing on the truth of God's eternal word. But he says there in 1 Peter 1, verse 15, these words. He said, but as he has, which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. I believe that's plain for us, saints of God. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. See, we are set apart from this sinful world unto the Lord. And we've got to be living by God's standards. We're not living by the world's standards, but we live by God's standards every day of the week, not just on Sunday morning. Not just when we come to church, but we live by God's standards every single day of the week. Amen? God, as we said, has called us to be distinct from the world for a reason. Well, last Lord's Day, we read 1 Peter, the second chapter, verse 9, and how it described believers as a holy nation. You see, our holiness is not obtainable through our own efforts alone, but it's a result of being in a right relationship with Almighty God. By believing and having faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If we have not placed our faith in God's Son alone to save us from our sins, then our pursuits of holiness are only in vain. First, we must make sure we are truly born again believers. We got to make sure that we are truly saved.
that we are truly living for Almighty God. You might be saying, well, what are you saying, Sister Nat? You see, when we say that we are born again, we are saying, as our scripture text says, that we are joined unto the Lord. And being joined to him means that a complete change has come over our life, that we are no longer the old man that we used to be, but that we are a new man, a new woman in Christ Jesus. How many have found that to be so? The Holy Spirit of God has transformed our hearts. The Holy Spirit of God has transformed our minds. We don't think the old way that we used to think. We don't think the old things that we used to think. We don't worry whether Taylor Swift's going to make it in here to the football game or not, because our mind is focused on Almighty God. Amen? Praise our God. Say to God, you know what I'm talking about. Amen? Oh, our world can get off on so tangents of various things and tracking this and tracking that. And we go and we're tracking all these things. But people are not speaking about an eternity. I have nothing against the football whatsoever, because I've watched games myself. But we've got a day right now with all we've heard about Super Bowl 58. I believe I'm saying it right. We've heard about it. We have even churches that have shut down today to have Super Bowl Sunday. They're not having service, a regular service, but they're going to have a Super Bowl party later on to have people come into the church. We've got to be about God's business. People's souls are dying all around us. Since this year began, I've had so many deaths I've heard about. Even family members have gone into eternity, neighbors and neighbors' family members that they've come over and shared with us that gone into eternity. I have a cousin that they're laying to rest coming Tuesday. Had another cousin that died earlier on. We are hearing about death all around us, saints of God. We've got to be about God's business, winning souls to the cross, winning souls to Jesus Christ, because Christ is coming back, and he's here. He's coming back, and he's coming back sooner than what we think. Even it's nearer than what you and I think, the Bible says, even at the door. How many of us believe that?
Amen.
Look at what's going on around us right now. Look at the signs of the times. We've got wars. Sister Blake mentioned it. Rumors of wars. We got people who are seeking asylum. They will cross over wired fences and all kinds of barriers trying to get out of some of these third world countries where there's nothing but unrest. That's what's going on in our land right now. Why? We live in a world, not only America, but we live in a world that has forgotten Almighty God. We live in a world that has said it not all God's counsel. We live in a world that said, God, we don't want you in our business. We don't want you to tell us how to raise our children. We don't want you to tell us how to rule our household. We want to take God and God off of our money and God in the Pledge of Allegiance. We want you out of our lives, God. But then when things begin to happen, we want to say amazing grace. We want to call upon a God and say, God bless America. But God said, in your day of calamity, he said, I will laugh at you. And you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, if God is so loving, why would God laugh at us? Oh, because you told God, I don't want you. And now that you feel you want God, God is saying to you, I'm going to laugh at your day of calamity. Because you turned from all of my righteous ways. You said in the word, I told you in the world that I made man and woman, male and female. Now you feel confused as to what you are. I told you that a man marries a woman. Now you turn around and say, well, Lord, you don't have it right. Or we'll go to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And they'll say, you can unite and you can join two men and two women. See, everything is outside of the will of God. And then we wonder why so much confusion in our land. We wonder why our children are confused and don't understand. Why? Because we have them on the track field, the ball field, the soccer field, when they ought to be in the house of God learning about Jesus. just as important is it for them to learn how to read, to learn how to write, to learn their ABCs and their numbers. It's just as important for them to know about God and to know about Jesus and to know beside God there is none other. But all the world has convinced us that this is, well, that's an old-fashioned way. That was back in the old days. That was for the old ones. They back then were ignorant. No, they had it right. Amen? They had it right with the way God had it according to the word. So we've got to know, are we born again? Are we living for the Lord? Thanks to God, these things are coming up in our families. And we've got to stand on the word of God. Being joy means that we have a complete change that's come over us. The Holy Spirit of God has transformed our hearts, our minds, our souls from a dead man in sin to a new man in Christ Jesus. We now have a desire to live righteous life. We have a desire to live a holy life unto the Lord. Our salvation is not fake it until you make it, but our salvation is according to the word of God, according to what thus saith the Lord. We no longer walk according to the course of this world, but we walk like Jesus. You see, the only way that we're able to come to Almighty God and to experience what God says to be born again is through repentance of our sins and living from Almighty God, having faith to believe that Jesus truly died on the cross for our sins. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, when we first came to Jesus for salvation, there were some things that changed immediately in us, some things that took place. I can remember when the Lord saved me. I was sharing with someone about my salvation. So when I came to, I just felt like a new body. Something just came over me. Something leapt out of me. I can remember being at the altar when I prayed. It just felt like I just was lifted up. Something just was lifted out of me. Praise God. That's salvation in the Lord. That old man leaving out. Oh, and the new man coming in, living for Almighty God. I understand that there's some things that you may, we as new Christians in the Lord or new converts, you may not understand everything. You may still have some things you got to get rid of and things you got to do. But God wants you to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. People ought to be able to see less of the old pre-salvation and more of Jesus Christ living in you right now. Why? Because Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, he's the way. He said, he's the truth. He's the life. Amen? Therefore, if Jesus is the right way, then we live as he did. We are told in 1 John, the second chapter, verse 1, praise our God.
Amen.
He says these words. He said, my little children. He said, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. See, this is plain, saints of God. Because we're walking around in a world right now that says, oh, it's okay to sin. No, he said, you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. You see, we just don't go out and say, well, you know, a just man falls seven times. No, that's not what God intended for that scripture. Amen?
Amen.
He didn't intend for us to try to use the word against him or back at him and say, well, Lord, you said this in the word, but God was giving us instructions and righteousness. Amen? And he is the propitiation, meaning he is the atoning for our sins and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. He said, and hereby we do know that we know him if we do what? Keep his commandments. See, you can't know Jesus if you don't keep his commandments. How can you say you love him and you can't keep his commandments? You won't walk the way God said for us to walk. He said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. Oh, we don't want to lie on God. Amen. I don't want to say that God saved me and I'm not living right. And then I'm going out in the world and the world can't see the difference. It was interesting this morning, even in our Sunday school class. We were sharing with the children when we were talking downstairs, the young people, I should say. The young people about how they view us and how they see us. And then we were, I can't remember exactly where we were at in the scriptures or in the Sunday school lesson. But the question came up. about how do they see us? If they would come in and we were sitting here and they would hear one of us, it was Sister Blake, Sister Millicent, and myself, and if we would hear one of us, if they would hear one of us say out some kind of a curse word or say something that was wrong or act out, what would they think about us? Now that we've been teaching them the word of God and we've been telling them about living righteous and holy lives, what would they think about us? And they were kind of scared to say what they would think, and we encouraged them, go ahead, because you have a right. If we are not living right, you have a right to look up and say, you know, that you have less respect for us than what you would have thought, because we claim to be children of God. I claim to be a minister. I claim to be a pastor of Almighty God. I have a way that I'm supposed to live my life. You should be able to see me out of whatever store you see me in, and you should be able to walk up to me and say, hey, hi, Sister Renee, how are you? You shouldn't be ducking and diving ashamed to look around and say, well, that's my pastor over there, but look at what she's doing. No. You ought to be able to say, that's my pastor over there. Sister Renee, can you come over here? I remember being at a place, and Sister Millicent was there, and she looked up. She said, oh, here's my pastor, Sister Renee. She wasn't ashamed to call me, and you shouldn't be ashamed. Our children should never be ashamed to say, these are the saints of God at my church. These are the saints of God where I go to church, and they're teaching me how to live. I don't want the children to go out and say they don't have respect for me because they say me, hear me say one thing and do another. As people say, and we've heard many times parents would say, you do as I say, not as I do. No, that's not in the Christian walk.
Amen.
Amen. We got to walk according to the word of God. Amen. It goes from everybody all the way down from the pulpit all the way back. Amen. But he said there in verse 4 of 1 John 2, he said, and he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He said, but whosoever keepeth his word, praise our God. Saints of God, don't be ashamed to keep God's word. Amen. He said, whosoever keepeth his word, he said, in him verily is the love of God perfected. God's love is being perfected in you. He said, hereby know we that we are in him. Praise God. That means we are united with Christ Jesus. And then he went on to say, he that saith he abideth, he said, in him ought, meaning we are duty bound, himself also, so to walk even as he walked.
Right.
Oh, and how did our Savior walk? We're told in another passage of scripture, he knew no sin and neither was guile found in his mouth. Amen. Praise our God. That's how God wants us to walk. Praise our God. You see, if we are truly believers, we will recognize that our position in Christ Jesus automatically sets us apart from this old world. Being truly saved means we no longer desire to do certain things. I don't have a desire to do certain things anymore. Amen. Recognize that we are now have a new divine nature. We have the Spirit of the Lord within us guiding and directing us in all truth and righteousness. No one should give up to us a do and don't list. Don't do this. Don't do this. You can do this. You can do that. No, as children of God, we can go to Almighty God. You see, he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he would direct our path. So you may not be around the saints of God, and you may be posed with something that comes up. And somebody may say, well, you want to do so? You say, well, first of all, I got to acknowledge God. I got to ask God, is this right for me to do? Is this right for me to partake of? I mean, with you one time before when Sister Marie was a little girl and we were getting ready for church, and I don't know what kind of dress I had. And she said, Mom, did you ask God that for the whether you should wear that dress or not? Praise our God.
That's the Lord.
Praise our God. Amen. You got to ask God. You can't. We're living in times right now, you go in the store, you don't know what you're picking up half the time. Amen. But ask God. God will direct your path. How many find that to be so? Amen.
Amen.
There are times when you people will come to you, they'll bombard you with a whole bunch of stuff. The devil will come. Well, you got to get in this. You got to buy this. You got to do this. You got to seek the Lord first. Amen. Seek God and say, Lord, is this something you really want me to get involved in? If it's not, Lord, thank you. Amen. God will show you. You may say, well, Sister Renee, it takes God long. Oh, that's all right, because God knows the end from the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
Let God take as long as God wants. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. See, people today are so wrapped up in pleasing their friends. They are shunning the very God that has blessed them to get up this morning. They're shunning the very God that they say that they live for. We're turning our backs on Almighty God because of friends and family members. Because we're trying to please them. We can't please family members. We can't please friends. Because Paul said in a passage of scripture, I believe it is in Galatians. Galatians, that first chapter. Paul said if he pleased men, oh, praise our God, that he would not be pleased in Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. Turn with me to Galatians, the first chapter, verse 10. And look at what Paul says there. Praise our God. Let me I'm gonna go back a little bit. In verse 4, Paul says there, starting there in Galatians 1, verse 4, he said, who gave himself for our sins. Do we believe that? That Christ was a sacrifice for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. See, he gave his life for our sins that he might deliver us. That's what salvation is. Salvation is deliverance. Amen. He said, from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. He said, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Then Paul went on to say, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him. See, we got to be. See, Paul was amazed that he had taught them the word of God. Paul had been there with them. And he said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Saints of God, this is what happens. We are seeing people in the world, as soon as they get a little upset with something, or something may not go right on a Sunday or whatever, and they may have a little scuffle with a saint or whatever, and then the first thing, well, I'm going to leave God. I'm going to leave the church. Oh, Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. You see, one thing about it, if you say, I'm going to leave the church, that means you are leaving God. Because the church of God is God. The church of God reigns within you. It's not this building that we're coming to. This is just the house of God where we come and we worship together. Amen. Then he went on to say, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. We're living in a time right now. There are some that try to keep you from hearing the word of God. Some that try to keep you from being in the house of God. He said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any gospel, any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Paul was given this strong condemnation. He wanted them to preach the truth of Jesus Christ. He didn't want them preaching anything outside of the gospel of Christ. Then he went on to say, for do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, what did he say? I should not be the servant of Christ. God didn't call me to please men, amen?
Amen.
Because I want to be the servant of Jesus Christ. Praise our God. You see, when our heart desires more to be out with our homies than to be in the house of God, fellowship with our brothers and sisters, we have to search ourselves and ask, am I truly a child of God? We need to check to see if we're truly saved. See, the devil has convinced souls that it's okay. You can skip out on church. You can skip out attending service. You only live once. You live your life to the fullest. You're young. Oh, you've heard these things, saints of God. You have your whole life ahead of you to serve God. As I was searching through the obituaries, looking for my cousin's announcement and everything, there are many souls in there that are under the age of 90. Many in there under the age of 70, many under the age of 60, many under the age of 50. There's many in there that are young. There are those that are there in their 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 60s. We're seeing a lot of young people, a lot in their 20s and 30s, going into eternity. And you hear people who call themselves to be saved and believers tell young people this. And I cringe when I hear it, because young people are dying at a higher rate than older people are. When we say things like this to young people, we're going against the word of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, he says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. That's what the Bible says. See, 80 is not youth. Amen. Some people might be taking some pills and thinking Viagra is making them young, but that's not what the Bible's saying here. Amen. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. God wants our children to remember him now. Praise our God. Jesus in Matthew 19, verse 14 says, suffer, meaning permit the children, and forbid them not to come unto me. That's what God Jesus wants. Why? Because in Job 20, verse 11, he said, his bones are full of the sin of his youth and shall lie down with him in the dust. Many of our children are committing sins. Many of our children are out there every day. Their teens are stealing cars. They're driving them at high rates of speed, going throughout neighborhoods, trying to escape the police. Look at the teen violence that's going on in our schools. Young people can't even go to their local schools. Brother DeAndre and Sister Marie's neighbor told them their child couldn't even go to the local school because that child was being bullied. Our children need guidance, saints. That is why God made us parents, and God made them children. They're not to rule the home, but they ought to be in subjection to you as a parent. As parents, we have a responsibility to train them up. We're told these words in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, verse 13. He says to us, he said, train. He said, withhold not correction, excuse me, from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. He said, thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. I know one thing, I got beat. Many of you that's in my age group, you got beat too, amen? They didn't play with you back in the day. You hear people say that, but back in the day, our parents didn't play with us, amen? Some folks got some scars from parents back in the day. We're living in the time our children, as Job said in another passage of scripture, Job 15, 16, they're drinking iniquity as water. Sin is all around. But our parents, they didn't play. Many of them didn't serve the Lord, but they had a fear of God. They sent us to church. They didn't allow children to backtalk them, amen? Amen. They didn't allow children to say things back at them because our parents, they would smack you all up in the mouth. They didn't care. And they would replace those teeth too, amen? Because that's how they taught us. They raised us. We're not living in a generation of respect right now. Praise our God. This is why Brother Byron told us we got to know truth. You spoke about that at last month's food pantry. You see, when you know the truth of God's word, you're not going to err in how you raise your children. You don't know how to raise your. You're not going to go out there and do nothing that's wrong. When he says beat them, you understand what God is saying in the word, amen? You're not going to do anything, but you'll walk according to God's word, amen? Also, Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 29, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. In 1 John 4, verse 6, we are told we are of God. Praise our God. You see, many don't know the word of God, so therefore they don't know how to raise their children right, according to God's word. Turn with me to 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 6. He said, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We've got to know God's word, saints of God, because we've got to be able to manage in this world in which we are living right now. We've got to be able to manage and do the things according to God's eternal word. We've got to recognize, we've got to heed to the truth of God's word. You think about some of our older saints, Sister Holmes and them, they're in their 90s. You think about all the things that they've seen going on and heard about. These sisters have been through some, Sister Carol and Sister Holmes, and we've got some brethren that are in their 80s and some of 70s, and we're in our 60s. There's some things that we've seen going on and things that have changed since we were raised as children. But God said, I change not. God has not changed his word. You don't know God's word. You need to get into it and study. The word of God wants us to, God, Jesus, wants us to know him. And the only way for us to know him is to get into the Word of God. Hosea 4, verse 6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Saints of God, let us study to show ourselves approved unto God. Let us know the truth. If not, then we are inclined to believe false teachings, and we're inclined to believe false teachers. And false teaching will lead to deception. And pretty soon, false teaching will lead you to believe that this is not the way, this is a way of a lie. No. See, people are finding pleasure, more pleasure in things of this world than the things of Almighty God. But the Spirit of God reminds us in 1 Timothy 4, turn with me there for a moment. Praise our God that in the latter days, latter times in which we are living, I believe those times are right now, amen, that some are going to depart from the faith. This is a warning to you and I, saints. We got to stay armored up in the Lord, amen, so that we may stand in these evil days. These evil days are upon us. When we come in here on Tuesday, oh, I don't believe we go a Tuesday without saying how the days are so evil and the things that are going on around us. We're seeing it on every hand. I thank God. I've shared with you before. Thank God for those that are here on Tuesday. I understand many of the saints are working. They're not able because it's in the morning. But those that are retired, they're here praying. And I've shared with you the beautiful prayers that are going up. And they're not just only praying for their family members, saints of God. They're praying for all the saints of God, all the saints of God and their children. They're praying for the saints too. Amen. And then we're praying for those out there in the world. We're praying that God will bring in souls to the house of God so they can hear the word of God. That's what we're praying for. Praying that we will continue to stand in these evil days that are upon us. You see, just because we've been saved for many years, that doesn't mean that we're immune from falling. You see, if we don't stay prayed up, if we don't stay in the word of God, reading God's word, then we're going to fall too. That's why Paul warned the saints. In another verse, we're going to stay here in 1 Timothy. But Paul in Corinthians warned the saints of God about having self-confidence. You see, pride can set in. Complacency can lead us to stumble or fall in our walk with God. We can get to the point where, well, you know what? I heard that scripture one time before. I've heard these scriptures when Elder Wilbur was here. He preached this same word of God to us. But we should never underestimate our vulnerability or assume that we are tamper-proof to temptation. Because temptation is all around us.
Amen.
Don't yield to it. Amen? But we got to always be vigilant. Remember that the devil, as a roaring lion, he's walking about what? Seeking whom he may devour. None of us can get overconfident in believing that we can slack off in attending services. Slack off in reading our Bibles. Slack off in studying the Word of God. Meditating upon the Word of God. Being a part of the fellowship with the brethren. Oh, and forgetting to acknowledge God in our prayers. Every day we've got to be praying to Almighty God. That's what Paul told the believers there in Corinth. When he told them, he that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. That's the warning, saints of God, we have throughout the Word of God. But let us go back here to 1 Timothy. You see, in his passages of scriptures and throughout 1 and 2 Timothy, Paul is speaking to Timothy. Timothy is a young minister in the Lord. Paul's encouraged him to be faithful to his calling. Look at what he says here. He said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, meaning the Spirit is speaking explicitly. The Spirit is saying something. He's warning us. He's warning people. He said that in the latter times, some shall do what? Depart from the faith. He said, giving heed, meaning they're paying attention to false teaching. They hear false teaching and it's beginning to tickle their ears. And they're kind of thinking about it. Oh, that sounds pretty good. That sounds different than what Sister Renee is preaching from the Word of God. He said, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Are we hearing about that, saints of God? We're seeing it going on right now. People are choosing to turn to doctrines of devils. They're choosing to turn away from the truth of God's Word. They depart from the faith, and they're going out there, and they're saying, oh, we don't have to live like that anymore. We can live this way. God gives us a free will. Yes, he gives us a free will, but that free will does not give us a right to live in sin. That free will doesn't give us some kind of a card where we can just say, I'm free to live the way I want. No, that's not what liberty in the Lord is.
Amen.
Liberty in the Lord is that we are living for Almighty God. We're living free from our sins. Amen. Praise our God. Many are falling after false teaching that's convincing them, but it's doing nothing but deceiving them. False teaching is intended to deceive you to get away from the truth of God's word. Oh, let us heed these warnings, saints. Look at what he says there. He says, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Oh, people are so numb right now to the truth of God's word that when they hear truth, then they begin to say, oh, that's a lie. That's not true. Oh, but that's truth of God's word. Amen. That's what it means when your conscience is seared, meaning your conscience is numb to the truth of God's word. And then you will look at God's word as God's word not being true, and you will take man's word over God. Then he said, forbidding to marry. Oh, are we living in that time right now? We're hearing all these things that are going on. God, we have alternative lifestyles. We're embracing this in the world, but that's not what God said in the word. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible tells us in Mark 10, verse 6, from the beginning of creation, God made male and female. God ordained marriage in his word between a man and a woman and nothing else. And as I said earlier, I don't care what the Supreme Court of the United States of Ohio, of America says. God is supreme. Amen?
Amen.
And he is God. And as he said, he don't know of any other. Amen? Praise our God. That's what God said. It's an abomination to God. It's not of God. He said on the forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. He said, for every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Amen. Praise our God. But look at what he said in verse 6. Put the brethren in remembrance. See, we got to be in remembrance of these things, saints of God. Some may say, well, you know, we hear these things. Oh, but we got to hear them. He said, if you put them in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast obtained. We want to make sure we are nourished up in the word of God. Amen? We want to make sure that we know the word of God. See, that's a, you know, I know many will say, well, Sister Renee, that's talking about you. Oh, but Christian living and good being nourished in the word of God is for all of us. It's a benefit for you and me and everyone else to know what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. I want to believe what God says in his word. Amen.
That's right.
I don't want to be deceived. I want to be like the apostle said in Acts 5 when they said in verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than men. I want to obey God.
Amen.
I don't care what mankind is saying today. I don't want to wrestle with the scriptures of God and find myself, as Peter said in 2 Peter 3:16, wrestling with the scriptures to my own destruction. I want to be standing on God's word. Amen. Praise our God. I say to the saints of God and to our new converts, it serves as a reminder to us to approach the word of God with care, to approach the word of God with humility in our hearts, to hide it away. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We got to hide God's word in our hearts, saints of God. Oh, we got to get it in there so that we'll know how to live for the Lord. Amen. So that we'll know how to walk. As he already told us when we came to him, he would give us a new spirit. Praise our God. I know we know it well, saints. Ezekiel 36, turn with me there for a moment. God will give us what we need, but we've got to be willing to hide it and tuck it away in our hearts. Amen. That we may know how to live for Almighty God. He said in Ezekiel 36, verse 26, he said, a new heart also will I give you. Have you gotten received that new heart from God? Praise our God. He said, and a new spirit will I put within you. Have you received that new spirit? That new spirit is to live for Almighty God, taking out that stony heart and giving us a new heart for Almighty God. He said, I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. God wants that heart so he can mold it and shape it so that we can live according to God's word. Because we spent many years, saints of God, living for the devil. Many years out there, maybe 30-some years of our lives, we lived for the devil. Amen? Now it's time to live for God. God had to take that stony heart out. God had to take that old spirit out of us and give us a new one. Amen. He said, I will put my spirit within you and cause you. See, when God's spirit is within, it's going to cause us to walk in God's statutes. It's going to cause us to live according to God's word. How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
And you shall keep my judgment. And then when the new spirit of God is within you, you'll be able to keep the word of God. You'll be able to keep the commandments of God. He said, and not only that, he said, you will keep my judgments and do them. You won't be fighting up against the word of God. Amen. You won't be coming around and saying, well, you know, everybody else is doing this. No. You got to seek out wisdom rather than nonconformity. If you don't understand something, go to the saints of God and ask, saints, I need a little help here. I don't know how. I can't find it in the word of God, but I know there's a scripture for it. Maria said to me one day, she said, Mom, you have a scripture for everything. I said, I just get in the word, amen. The Bible tells us there's scriptures in the Word of God for us. Got to eat all of it, amen? When you're studying the Word of God, you begin to run across a whole bunch of other scriptures. There's many more scriptures in there we haven't even touched on, amen? But I get it. When you get in the Word, you begin to read the Word of God and to learn more about God. You know, you'll run after God. As the Word of God says, you'll run after God hard. You'll know this way is the right way, amen?
Amen?
Amen? You always want to err on the side of caution. I can remember when I worked as an HR administrator, a lot of times the bargaining unit employees would come up to us and they'd say, well, they asked me to do this on my job and this is not in my job description. And we would say to them, did they give you a direct order? And if they gave you a direct order and you were instructed from your supervisor to do it, the direct order you got to do, amen? Because if you don't do a direct order, it's an automatic removal. And so we would tell them, suffer and grieve, meaning go ahead and do what they said for you to do and then file a grievance. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I say to our new converts, there may be a lot of this Bible you don't understand right now, but don't take the stand that since you are new to God's faith, that God will overlook your ignorance. Amen? Because God has said, as we've said before many times, he's set all kinds of witnesses around you. God has given you a brotherhood and a sisterhood. I can't remember who spoke about that. It was Brother Byron or Brother Maurice or even Brother Jackson. But God has given us this brotherhood, amen, to assist us in our walk with the Lord. You can call upon a brother and a sister at any time. If you don't understand something from the message, all you got to do, you can reach me. You don't have to go through no armor barriers to get me, amen. All you have to do is call me on the phone. I might not get you right at that time because, you know, I've got some things that I do, but, you know, you can call me on the phone or even text me and say, Sister Renee, I need to meet with you and talk with you about that scripture. I don't understand it. And allow God to work and allow me some time to read up. Give me what the scripture is so I can read over it and get an understanding, make sure I rightly divide it to you. Amen? I believe all the other saints in here, I think we got enough phone numbers out and phone number, and most saints have texts on their phone. If you have enough... You can ask one of the saints of God, amen? Many of these saints have already been down the road, so to speak. They've already been down there, and they can give you sound advice in your walk with the Lord. They know the road you're walking on, amen? They know it's the Bible tells us that the way of a transgressor is hard. God's way of living is not hard, but there's going to be some things that are going to come about. Enemy is going to try to throw some roadblocks in the way, some stumbling for you to stumble over something. That's the enemy's job. Why? Because the enemy wants you back. The enemy wants you to come back. The enemy wants to say that God's a lie. You can't live like that. When the word of God tells us you can live righteously and soberly in this present world, but the enemy wants to come along and say that's not true. So the enemy's going to do everything he can to keep you from living according to the word of God. But you've got to have a desire to live for the Lord, a desire to do what the word of God says, a desire to live right. Yes, sin has corrupted our world, and it's not going to be easier, and it's not going to get better for any of us. Sin is now making its way into so-called houses of God. Apostasy is on the rise. I believe it was on Wednesday. I believe it was Brother Maurice mentioned it. when Brother Maurice was talking about trusting God. The scriptures have warned us about apostasy. The scriptures have warned us about a lukewarmness that's going on. And we see it all around us. People are flat out rejecting Almighty God. People are embracing theories and notions and all kinds of things. But the word of God tells us to not be troubled. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. In John, that 14th chapter, what did he say there to those apostles? He said to his people, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Saints of God, let not our hearts be troubled about the things that are going on. They're going to happen in this life.
Amen.
He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Praise our God. God doesn't want us to be troubled about all these things that are going on in this world. Jesus already told us, and also in Matthew, the 16th chapter, in verse 18, he said that upon this rock, meaning the solid truth of God's eternal word, that he was going to build his church, and he said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Jesus did not say that he would build his church upon Peter or any other man, but he built his church upon himself. He is the sole foundation of the church of God. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Also in Ephesians 2, 19 through 20, it lets us know that we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Praise our God. Oh, the devil may be knocking at the door, saints. But he cannot be victorious over the church of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. We are a true church of God. The enemy is not going to be victorious. This is important for us to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. We can't compromise. Brother Byron's been talking about that. You can't compromise on the word of God. He spoke to us about that about a couple Wednesday nights ago. But we've got to stand on the truth of God's word. Our times are perilous around us. All around us, saints of God, they're perilous. We can't stress that enough, that perilousness is all around us. And in the morning ministry, the Lord has given me for the text message. I hear from folks that have claimed salvation, claimed they've been saved for years. They have no clue about salvation, some of them. They have not been taught the truth of God's word. And some of the things that the Lord has shared with me to share with saints, and you saints, and many of you in here receive the morning text. Some of it is, it's a new revelation to them. And then when I say, how long you've been saved? They will say numbers of years, but they've never been taught the truth. Praise our God. This is what Brother Maurice shared with us this past Wednesday night. That you and I, we've got to trust in God. And we've got to trust in him alone. Amen?
Amen.
Our belief and our repentance, our faith must be in Christ Jesus. Paul went on in that scripture we read there in 1 Timothy when he was talking, we spoke about that. He's just speaking lies and hypocrisy. This is what's going on. Lies and hypocrisy. People are believing these lies. You see, people have departed from the faith. They're following after liars. Their consciences are seared. They're burned. False teachers, mouthpieces for evil spirits. Their minds are dull to the things of God. This is what's going on in our world today. You know, false teachers don't have no shame about lying. They spread deception all over. My, my, my. Look at the world in which we live right now. Lying is accepted, amen? Our world has embraced what they call embellishment. Nothing but lying. Or they just embellish the truth. Or they have a problem with truth. No, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. Politicians lie so much that they're tripping over their own lie. They lie bound and someone comes back with a thing and shows that they said something totally different. I think it's sad, saints. It's sad because we have to teach our children that they can't lie. Amen? They got to tell the truth. Whether they're going to get a spanking or not, you got to tell the truth. Amen? The Bible is very clear that lying is a sin. The Bible is very clear that lying is displeasing to Almighty God. You see, the first sin in the world involved a lie told to Eve. And then deception came in. The Ten Commandments, back underneath Moses. In Exodus, the 20th chapter. I ask you to write these down. I trust you have written them down. You can read them a little later on. Verse 16 says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. You see, in the early church, and we read this several weeks ago, or several Lord's days ago, about Ananias and Sapphira in Acts the 5th chapter. Read that in its entirety. How they lied regarding a donation that they were making. And they were making this donation. They made it more generous than what they were doing. And Peter rebuked them by saying, Ananias and Sapphira, why? Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? See, their judgment was immediate, saints. And in Colossians 3, verse 9, it said, lie not one to another. Also in Revelation 21, verse 8, it lets us know that liars will be judged in the end. Look at what it says there in Revelation 21, 8. He said, but the fearful and unbelieving, but there's a whole bunch here, that not only just liars. He said, the fearful and unbelieving. That's why you got to be an overcomer of things. You can't be walking around fear. I fear serving the Lord. I fear serving. No, you got to serve God. Amen. That fear, when it says fear him that's able to destroy, that fear is not a fear of him being a tyrant or anything of that sort. No, you have a fear to live an unrighteous life when you say you are a child of God. Amen? Your fear is reverence to God, Almighty God. He said, but the fear for unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters. He said, and all liars. And we've said this before. See, our world is in a color coding. We want to color code lies. But God said all liars, whether it's Crayola or not, it's a lie. Amen?
Amen.
Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with what? Fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's what the Bible tells us. Amen? You see, our God never lies. You can read about that in Titus, the first chapter, verse 2. Our God is truthful to you and I. He has given us the word of God. He has told us what's going to happen. And I found the word of God is coming true. Amen? Oh, when we look around and we see all the things that are going on in this world today, oh, we can see that this the Bible is true. Amen? Look what he says there in Titus 1, verse 2. He said, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. God wouldn't have told us we have to live this way if it wasn't true. Amen?
Amen.
God is the source of truth. We're told in Numbers 23 and verse 19. Says these words, God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. He said, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken and shall he not make it good? Amen? Praise our God. It's impossible for God to lie. Why? Because Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. He can't say he's the way and the truth and then turn around and be a liar. Amen? Praise our God. That's why God expects us to follow him, for the people of God to be people of truth. And when we have our people of truth, we express truth in love. Look at what he says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Praise our God. Amen? Praise God. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, I should say. I know this is a lot, saints of God, and I thank God that he's broken it up. And so we've got to meditate. I've got to meditate as I'm studying. Every time I go back and study more, God gives me even more because there's so much he wants us to know. Things are happening all around us, saints of God. God wants us to know about truth, amen? We've heard some messages lately. We heard with Brother Byron on truth, and we heard with Brother Maurice and what he brought, and then another message that Brother Byron brought is escaping my mind right now. But God has brought these messages for a reason. Because God wants us to stand on truth. God wants us to know the word of God, the truth, before we leave this earth. Amen? None of us know what time we're going to leave here. None of us know what's going to happen later on today. Amen? We don't know. We're here right now. You see me right now. I don't know what's going to happen later on. I'm trusting the Lord that I'll be around. But God may say, oh, this is time to go. Amen. But let us be ready to go. Amen. He said in Ephesians 4, verse 15, he says, speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly, sister talked about this yesterday, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Oh, that's what we're here for, saints of God, to edify. Oh, to help each other. I want to make it in, amen?
Amen.
I know you want to make it in. I want you to help me to make it in, and I'm going to help you to make it in, amen?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. I hear people all the time, they ask me, well, Sister Renee, well, why does God allow all these things to persist going on in our country? God is a just God. You see, He's a just God, and he has given mankind a free will to either serve him or not. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter, in the 11th verse, and I believe people believe this because judgment is not executed speedily, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of man is fully set in them to do evil. And we're seeing that, saints of God.
Yeah.
People feel because they have not received the just recompense or reward for what they're doing that they can continue on doing it. Many of them have laundry list of sins and of offenses that they've done. Some criminals, when they bring them up and they finally catch them and they have all this stuff that they've done, just list of things that they've done, amen? That's what's going on in our world today. But don't think God's asleep. My Bible tells me my God is not slack concerning his promises. God's not asleep at the wheel. He sees everything that's going on. He knows what's happening in our land, saints of God. But as we said early on, we said it, not all God's got. God is allowing us to go through some things. But God is able to preserve the people of God, amen? He's able to keep the people of God, even in the midst of all these things that are going on. God is able to preserve his people and to keep us. Even in these times, all we got to do is stay in his, to keep our hand in his hand. Don't slip out of God's hand. Don't allow yourself to slip back and say, well, I'm just going to lay back on my morals. No, we got to continue to run this race that God has set before us. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We've got to keep ourselves in the will of Almighty God. We got to love the way of God. We got to love it more than we love our very own food that we put in our mouth. That's what Job said in the word of God. We got to love God's way more than our very food that we want to eat every day. If you like mashed potatoes and greens, you got to love God more than that. Amen? Praise our God. That's what God wants from us. Amen? Praise our God. He wants obedient children. Praise our God. God wants obedient children in the Word. He doesn't want us making excuses to disobey him, making excuses not to go. No, that's not of God. Amen? You got to live according to God's word. That's what we're supposed to be teaching our children. We're supposed to be teaching our children to live for Almighty God. We got to teach our children that, and when they're coming up, and we say to them as parents, I know my parents, you come and they'd ask you a question. And see, back in the day when they'd ask you something, they already say, don't you tell no lie. Don't you form your lips to tell me a lie. See, they already knew when they could see you forming up and looking all crazy. They already knew you were getting ready to tell them something, and they just spared you. Don't tell, because they didn't believe in that. Amen? So we got to train up our children, saints. The devil is working against us on every hand. Our children are going to school. And I hear people oftentimes say, well, I wouldn't send my kid to public school. Well, you know what? Not everybody's able to send them to private. Not everybody is able to send them to exclusive schools. So that's where we come in to pray for those children that happen to be in these schools, amen? That where it looks like anything goes. We have to pray for our children because not everybody lives on that side of the track. Here, some of them live down in the valley, amen? Some of them are not able to afford some of the things others are able to afford. But that doesn't mean that their children don't have the same rights, amen?
to be able to talk, to be taught, and to go to school in an environment that is safe. Praise our God. You see, Paul, throughout his ministry with Timothy, he was cautioning him to watch his life and his doctrine. Let us go back to 1 Timothy, the fourth chapter where we were. Praise our God. We're coming to a close, saints. As I said, it's more word, but God will bring it back the next appointed time. He said there in verse 16, 1 Timothy 4. Look at what he told him to do. He said, take heed unto thyself. He said, and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. See, he didn't tell him to get out of them, amen? He told Timothy to continue in them. He said, for in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. God didn't want us to get out of the word of God, amen? Timothy was to encourage the saints. I had to stay in the word of God to encourage the saints. It's my responsibility. Also myself. He said, because Paul said here, for in doing so, this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. I've got to remain saved too, amen? I got to teach them, despite everything that's going on, I still have to remain saved. Praise our God. I can't try to live for the world and live for God. No, I've got to live for Almighty God, amen? Praise our God. We're seeing where people are departing from the faith. The saints, let us hang on, amen? Let us stay true to God's word. Those of us who preach the word have got to remain grounded in the truth. We can't allow ourselves to be carried away with all the masses that are going on. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6:24, Jesus says these words, no man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God in the world. Our relationship with God is a divine one. And so now that we're built upon the divine word of God, we have to have a divine relationship with him. We got to come out of the world, the filthiness of this world. This world has no good for us. That's why we got to live a life that's set apart for Almighty God. A life that doesn't blend in with the world. I'm just blending in. I'm just going along to get. No, we got to come out from that. Amen. Praise our God. You see, true holiness involves living a life of moral purity, integrity, separation from all the things that are going on. As we said, being holy, that's what God wants. A transformation of the heart, transformation of the mind, transformation of the soul. We got to be cleansed to be able to see Almighty God. Now that they're saved, we ought to be a new walk within us. That's what God wants in the word of God. In Ephesians, we're told that we have to strip off that old man and put on the new man. We are told in Ephesians 4, verse 24. Turn with me there for a moment. Be the Lord will have us to go out and close out maybe with this scripture and just a little bit more after that. But look at Ephesians 4, and look at what he tells us in this scripture. And I know we've gone over this many times before, but that's all right. Praise our God. He says, and that you put on the new man. I'm going to go back just a little bit. He says there in verse 17, he said, this I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. We're not to be walking in carnal minds. Our mind has to be changed, saints of God. He said, walk in the vanity of their mind. And people are doing that. People are walking in the vanity of their mind. People's minds are all over the place. He said, having the understanding darkened. Being alienated, meaning separated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. See, this is what the devil does. He blinds your heart to the things of God. He blinds you to the things and makes you think that this way of God, well, that's a way nobody can live like that. Yeah, you can. Even in 2024, you can live for the Lord. Amen? He said, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. Our world is so impure today. Look at all the things that are going on. Praise our God. He said, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him. Now this is to us, saints of God. This is Paul. Paul was speaking. This is to the Ephesians. Amen. This is to the church at Ephesus. But it's to you and I today, too. He said, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him. How are we taught by him? Through, as brother said, the truth of God's word. That's how we've been taught by him.
He said, if you've been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said that ye put off concerning the former conversation, that old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful. See, nothing in our old life will allow us to be able to get into the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
He said, put off that former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. And then he told us to be renewed what? In the spirit of your mind. You've got to have a new life, a new mindset to live for Almighty God. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So that indicates to all of us that there must be a false holiness that's going on. He said, wherefore put away what? Lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Then he tells us, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And then he said, neither give place to the... See, you give place to the devil when you say, I can't live right for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You give place to the devil when you look in the word of God and say, well, nobody can live like that. That's giving place to the devil. Amen? Because that's what the devil is telling people they can't do. You can't live right for Almighty God. See, right now we got to reveal this new man. Amen? We have to be empowered to walk in the will of God for the glory of God. Our responsibility is to let this new man out so that the world can see salvation in Jesus Christ. Because we are the book, we're the epistle that mankind are seeing right now today. And the new man is created after God in true righteousness and holiness. Praise our God. See, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, he marred the image of God in which he had been created. His sin in his nature was inherited by all of us. Amen? But when we were saved, we were recreated in the likeness of Almighty God.
Amen.
Praise our God. That's why we are told in 2 Peter 1, verse 4, that we are partakers of the divine nature. This new man is literally, as Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 20, Christ who liveth in us. We've been given a new life to live, a life of righteousness, a life of holiness before God in this present world. Praise our God. That's why we got to yield to the Spirit of God, saints. That is what it means when we sing, he leads me today in a heavenly way. And onward and upward I come on. In a straight and narrow way, I'm determined to stay until I leave this old dark world behind. Amen? If you're singing that song, he leads you each day in the heavenly, that means you are leaving, you're living a righteous life. Amen? Because we no longer walk in the filthy rags of our past sins. We have put off that old man, and we put on a new man in Christ Jesus. That's how we are united with Christ. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. Truly, we thank the Lord for his word. Amen? Thank the Lord for leaving it on record for us, saints of God, that we can know how to live before we die, that there's a holy way to live, a righteous way to live, a way that when we say we are united with Christ Jesus, the world will see that we've met him, amen? The world will see that he's reigning within us. They'll see a difference, saints of God. We don't have to wear medallions. We don't have to wear big old neon signs. We don't have to say, I'm saved. We don't have to. People will see the light of Jesus Christ. They will see that we are united with him, that we are joined to him in one spirit. God bless you. It's my prayer. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Praise.
Thank the Lord. United with Christ. Jesus.
Amen. We know that Jesus will not unite with just anything that's of the world, anything that's enmity against God, anything that is sin. Thank God for his word this day. Amen. And when Pastor Jenkins, when she was reading in that fourth chapter, 1 Timothy, and she was telling us what we need to do in order to be united with Christ, I went up just a little bit from that 16th verse, that 13th verse said in that first Timothy chapter 4, till I come, give attention to reading, to
to exhortation, to doctrine. That's exactly what she was saying. We've got to study. We've got to pray. We've got to read. We've got to seek God's will in all things.
Amen. Amen.
And then verse 15 says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Entirely to them. That thy profiting may appear to all. Because when we do those things, they will know. People will see Christ in us. And even our reactions to things that happen to us in our lives.
Amen.
We don't go nuts. We don't go crazy. You know, we don't lose ourselves, but we're always glorifying God in everything. We may even be mistreated, but we're still in our reaction, we still give glory to God.
Amen.
And reverence to God.
Amen.
And we're not a stumbling block for someone else.
Amen.
So we're meditating upon these things that have been preached
Amen.
Today. And that 16 that she read, take heed unto thyself. So know where we are. And so when we're meditating, we can say, Lord, I see here, Lord, or I heard in the message, Lord, help me. Lord, give me grace. Help me, Lord, to measure to your word. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. We take heed to the doctrine. We're not just sitting to hear preaching to bounce off of us and then and go on to someone else. But no, we take heed to the doctrine. We obey God's word. Mm-hmm. It says continue in them. So because we have to continue in the word of God. For in doing this, thou shalt save both thyself, shall both save thyself and them that hear thee. And that's how we're acceptable to God. And Jude 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God. This is how we keep ourselves in the love of God. Because if we're not in the love of God, we can't be united with
Amen.
Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen.
Unto eternal life. And that's if we're united with Christ, if we have done these things, then we can keep ourselves in God's love
Amen.
And in the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't do these things that are required, then we cannot expect to receive the blessings of God.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Thank God for his precious, precious
Amen.
Words.
Amen.
There's so much there. I trust and pray we'll go home and consider. That is why Pastor says he'll write down some of these scriptures so that you can go back and rehearse them to your own heart.
Amen.
We can rehearse them to our own heart and mind. Amen. We know that often she gives us a scripture that says, consider what I say and the Lord give thee understanding. And the Lord's able to open our hearts and give us a deep understanding of those things which we have been told. So we thank God for his
Amen.
Precious word
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
Evening Light, number 358. Evening Light, number 358. Just as I am. Number 358. The Lord will take us when we're in sin. The Lord receives us as we are, but we're not expected to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
We're told about what has to happen with the old man,
mm-hmm.
that what has to be put off and what has to be put on. So let us understand, sing with the spirit, with the understanding,
Amen.
Just as I am. But the Lord's transforming power makes us a new creature
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Just as I am without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
just as I am, poor wretched blind, find riches here, lean on the vine. Yea, all I need.
Believe that all you need, you'll find in Jesus.
Amen.
That third verse said, yea, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. If we know, and we can know that we're lacking, the Spirit of God can speak to our heart and help us to know that we're lacking something, that the Lord would have us to be at a place that we're not there yet. And through God's word, when it's preached, he can show us that there's higher heights and deeper depths that we need to reach, that we need to draw nigh unto God, and the Lord can show us how we must do that. Mm-hmm. And so we come to God. If there's one who's in sin, for those of us who were saved, when we were in sin, we had to come to the Lord to receive healing, spiritual healing.
Amen.
To receive forgiveness. We had to believe that his blood was able to cover the multitude of sin that we had sinned against God. And we had to come believing that his blood was shed for us and was able to wash us and make us white as snow.
Amen.
And when we came with a heart to serve him all the days of our life. It wasn't a temporary commitment.
Amen.
But it was for all time. When we come to the Lord, we want to be saved for all time.
Amen.
We have to believe that he's able to do that. And we have to see our sinful condition. We had to see that. That third verse said, just as I am, poor, wretched, blind.
Amen.
We had to believe that God was able, through the blood of Jesus, able to save us and change that condition.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we were blind, now we see because of the light of God's truth.
Amen.
Because we were wretched, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, we're able to be saved and cleansed. We're not wretched. We don't have that wretched state anymore. We were poor, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, we were made rich.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his goodness. And so we have to abide in the Lord. We came as we were, but we didn't stay that way. And there are some people who say, well, I have to get my life together before I come to the Lord. I know I need to come to God, but there's some things I need to get fixed in my life, and I need to get myself together, and then I can come to the Lord. You can never get yourself together.
Amen.
It takes the power of God.
Amen.
It takes the power of God to clean you. It takes
Amen.
The power of God to fix you.
Amen.
So there are people who are using that as an excuse for not coming to God, for not coming and surrendering to God, because they think that there's some other things that they need to do to get their lives together, and then they can come to God. That's a deception of the devil.
Yes, it is.
And the devil will hold you and bind you in that condition until you die, and you'll die lost.
Mm-hmm.
When God and Jesus had their arms open wide the whole time.
Come on.
Jesus said, come to me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's where we get the rest.
Praise God.
He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. That's where the rest is found. So when we come as we are, Jesus supplies the rest. We just have to come in faith.
Mm-hmm.
and surrender, knowing that God is able, believing that God is able to save our wretched soul. God is able to make something out of nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who has a special need?
Praise God.
We're pleading this morning for souls.
Amen.
Knowing that God is able to bless you and save you. And you've heard truth preached. Here, week after week after week, and there are those things that we hear we are responsible for.
Amen.
Because if we don't come to it now, we're going to meet it in the judgment.
Amen. Same word. Amen.
That same word. Amen. 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 Is there anyone who wants to be remembered especially in prayer?
Just remember me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing those last two verses, please.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome forth, thou wilt relieve, because thy promise.
That last verse even is the testimony when one comes to the Lord. That last part says, now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come. Giving up the world, giving up self, crucifying self, believing, that fourth verse says, I believe thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Why? Because thy promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Amen. We have to come believing, and we have to build up ourselves on our most holy faith. Amen. We cannot allow that faith to fail. Praise our God. Thank God for his precious word. We saw the upraised hands. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Think if you're saved, you think about what the Lord has done for you. We sing these songs and they touch our hearts all over again because we know what the power of God has done for us, and we know how he has kept us, and we know what he's able to do for others.
Yes, he is.
Because we are witnesses. We are witnesses. We thank God for his precious, precious word. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, Lord, for what our hearts have received this day. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit, dear God, working with us, dear Father, Lord, divining your word, Lord, into our hearts and into our minds, dear God. And we thank you, dear Father, for the truth and for the light, dear God, that, Lord, has been given to us this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to meet all the conditions, dear God. Lord, that we might be united with Christ Jesus. For we know, Lord, there are conditions, Lord, that you set. There are rules, Lord, that you have made, dear God. And, Lord, those are unchangeable, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, Lord, to measure to all of your word. We thank you, dear God, for your word that was preached today, dear God. Lord, how, Lord, it speaks to our heart, Lord, and you get right down into, Lord, our hearts, dear Father, and our understanding. And, Lord, your spirit, Lord, helps us, dear Father, to be able, Lord, to understand, Lord, what it is that you're preaching to us, Lord, that we might prosper thereby. And so we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Lord, you saw the upraised hand, dear God. Lord, truly, Father, we want to be, dear God, all that you're calling for us to be, Lord, even unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus, Lord, that we might be united with him. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to obey all of your precious, precious word, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us. We pray, Lord, that you would give us grace and keep us steadfast, dear God, in your word. Keep us anchored in your word, dear God. Lord, for we know, Lord, that the enemy, dear God, is trying, Lord, to come at us, Lord, from many different sides. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that your grace is sufficient. And we know, Lord, that through the power of the Spirit and by your word, Lord, we can stand, dear God, against the pitfalls and snares of Satan. Lord, by having on that armor, dear God, Lord, we're able, Lord, to stand, dear God. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word this day. And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to hide it in our hearts, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to read it over again, dear God. Help us, dear God, to consider and to meditate on it, dear Father. Lord, that we may be strengthened in thee, dear God. And, Lord, help us always, dear Father, Lord, to give you glory and thanks, dear God, for what you have done, dear God, with this great plan of salvation concerning us. Have your way, Lord. And Father, if there are souls, dear God, who don't know thee in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that heard this message, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to preach, Lord, to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they might not, dear God, reject your word, but might come, Lord, to a knowledge of the truth and surrender, dear God, once and for all to thee. Lord, this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to be ambassadors of thee. Help us, Lord, dear Father, to be an example of believers, dear God, for all that we come in contact with, that they might know that our God is real. Bless us, dear God, and help us to be a blessing. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, your precious, precious word. And we thank you, Lord, for your maidservant, dear God, who preached even unto our hearts and our minds and to our souls. We pray, Lord, to continue blessings upon her, dear God. Lord, even as you use her, Lord, as she surrendered, dear God, to your will, dear Father. And Lord, and in whatever, Lord, your will is, dear Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless her, Lord, and keep her encouraged, Lord. For truly we are thankful, dear God, for all that she has done, Lord, for thee, dear God, Lord, that has been a benefit to us. Bless us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to, Lord, carry your word, Lord, wherever we go, Lord, in our hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless
the Lord.
Bless God.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Is there anyone who would like to express himself? Yes, Sister Lawrence.
But I just thank the Lord that I don't care how many times I hear it, I get more and more out of it for messages and this scripture. Because it's something he's trying to give us away every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank the Lord. I'm glad I'm here on Sunday. And you see, whenever the door is open or wherever the word is before you, I'm going to thank you.
the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
But I also want to thank the Lord because we left here Saturday. I needed a new driver, so our minister, pastor, she said that she was in her husband, so he went over there and traded cars, and she went on in. He went in and his new driver.
Sister Lawrence, you know, like when you said, you want to be here on Sunday or Wednesday or whenever the word is being preached. I want to be there. Amen. I co-sign on that. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone? Sister Holmes, did you have a word to say?
Yes, I couldn't hardly hear, and I thought, well, I got the word. I did get to hear the word, but I wasn't hearing I didn't want to interrupt anybody, but I want to thank the Lord for caring for me and for you extending the prayers that you do, and my children that are caring for me. If I didn't have the word of the Lord, I wouldn't be knowing that I could be cared for or blessed in going through this. But I just know the word says, when you seek the Lord, you seek him first. And I was understanding that everything will be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
As hold on. And I thank the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you tell children something and they carry it out. Well, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And able to hold on, and I thank you for it. The saints praying for my family and it's caring for me and me holding on. But I know that I have been through this for a long time, and I had never been out of the service of the Lord. And he's still holding on and giving me enough words to hold on.
Amen.
You think it was even a little bit, it works out to be a whole lot.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
But Sister Holmes said, you know, when you're a child, you know, your parent tells you something, you do what you're told. She said, I'm a child. She said, a child of God. When you're a child of God, you do what the Lord says. The Lord doesn't have to debate with you. You don't argue. It's the obedient child. Amen. Thank the Lord. Or talk back. That's right. Don't talk back. That's right. Amen.
Accepting.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's right.
That's true. That's right. You read something in his word and why I got to do that. That's right. That's talking back to the Lord. Amen. Amen. No. I believe Pastor talked about how, you know, you get a slap or smack or you know, in some cases a full beat down, depending upon, you know, and we know that how unpleasant that was from our natural parents. Surely we don't want Almighty God to bring his wrath down upon us because we've been hard-headed and we talk back, as you said, and to why I got to do that, that's unbelief right there. Mm-hmm. So that's right.
They want to
hear. No. Just do what I said. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There were no extenuating circumstances. There were no, well, see, what had happened was, that was unacceptable. Mm-mm, unacceptable. Amen. And it's unacceptable with God.
Amen.
Amen. Our scripture for meditation on Sunday, February 11th, 2024, is Acts 17:24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Amen, amen. That tells us what kind of a temple we have to be. Our bodies have to be temples of God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. We heard Sister Holmes saying she's so thankful to get the word, to be able to hold on. Amen. We all have to hold on. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing,
but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November Turkey Giveaway Jar is always open to receive funds, and funds are going in. Choir rehearsal next Sunday morning, following morning service. Well, I guess it will be in the afternoon, wouldn't it, by the time we get to the choir rehearsal, but next Sunday, following morning service. Second Wednesday, this Wednesday, coming Wednesday is the second Wednesday of the month. So for Bible study, have a scripture, testimony, or song to share. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. And we've got the times on here when to turn our phone off and when to turn it back on. And I know that as we're all gathering and getting our calls and so on, you know, we're sharing and greeting one another and so on. But when we hear Sister Jenkins say, all right, we're going to open with prayer, that should be our signal. Automatically mute your phone, please. If you have a mute, mute your phone at that time. All right. Happy belated birthday blessings this week to Sister Kiba Robinson on February 7th. And Sister Renee Jenkins on February 8th. And happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Beverly Carroll on February 15th. Amen. Our thought for today, O Lord, empty me clean and pour me full of your grace and mercy that I may do your will and be pleasing in your sight. Amen. That's beautiful. And please continue to remember the saints, family, and friends that are on our prayer list in the bulletin. Thank God for blessings this day. All that he has done. We've heard, we know there are prayer requests and those requests that we'll be praying for this week, different ones that we'll be praying for. So we'll just... Be prayerful. You know, we can be at work. We can be driving in our cars. We can still be talking to the Lord. You know, Brother William's daughter is going to have her surgery on Thursday of this week, Lord's will. And Brother, you'll be traveling. So remember our dear brother and Sister Rose be going with you. But they'll be traveling to Mississippi for their daughter's surgery. So remember them in prayer. Remember Brother Jackson, Brother Lebester, Brother Reggie, and Brother Lebester's son William, they'll be traveling this week likewise. So continue to remember them in prayer also. The Lord will bless. Keep them safe. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? Yes, Brother Byron.
I didn't get up here early enough to put in a request. I have a meeting this evening with Madeline and her fiance. So keep soon for a we'll be talking about the home room. There's things that the enemy can try to get, and you always have to be careful. Mr. Jenkins, you know, shared with me too some things in that.
Yes. Amen. Lord bless.
Sister Blake, also, would you remember a former coworker of mine, her sister is very sick. She has stage 4 cancer.
Yes, yes. Sister India.
Yes, I just wanted to, before we go home, God bless you home, bless your life. I just wanted to see the latest on your heart. I'm so glad that trouble don't last away. I'm so glad that trouble don't last always, and God is right.